This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks. Just some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town, and this week it's all about art. Kate Hines is a producer and reporter at our transportation website, Transportation Nation. Her daughter is in fifth grade and is studying the Civil War, and there's an exhibit of just that at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
There's photographs from the Gettysburg battlefield, and my daughter just went on a field trip to Gettysburg. There's a photograph of Sojourner Truth. It's the first time I've ever seen her face. And I think it is a really great way to make tangible a subject that she only knows from books.
Art critic Deborah Solomon also recommended the Civil War photography show at the Met, and you can find her essay on our website, WNYC.org. Hines adds that some of the images are somewhat graphic and disturbing, so she offers another option.
For something a little lighter, we'll go uptown to the Cloisters, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's medieval branch in Inwood, and see the unicorn tapestries, which are on display.
Oh, I remember those as a kid.
Yeah, they're really great. And it's also a great time to go to the Cloisters because the gardens will be in bloom and will be wonderful.
David Krasnow is the editor of Studio 360, and he's planning to revisit the Brooklyn Museum of Art for the John Singer Sargent watercolors exhibit. The artist painted them in a marble quarry in a mountain in Italy.
They're watercolors, so they have that kind of real quick, brushy, loose feel. The sun in them is so strong in this quarry that the light is kind of like refracting all over the place, and they're literally sort of dazzling to the eye. There are these glints of color in them, but the white is so bright, and you just can't imagine how he did that in watercolor on paper.
It almost sounds like perfect for this weather, too.
Yeah, no, it's the kind of like you almost want to put sunglasses on when you see him.
There's a festival this weekend for all sorts of artists called Bushwick Open Studios. That's where you will find Tracy Hunt, associate producer in the newsroom. She describes what to expect.
All kinds of artists who set up shop in Brooklyn. You have everyone from performance artists, dance, theater. You have people who do fashion, people who do kind of DIY and like crafts people. I'm going to go see my friend's boyfriend. His name is Brian Bowles. He makes furniture, and he opened up his studio, and I have a new apartment to decorate, so I'm going to go see what kind of furniture he has.
So you're in the market for furniture, Tracy?
I'm in the market for furniture, yes.
Fine art furniture?
We'll see what he's got going for him.
To check out our weekly staff picks, visit WNYC.org. You can also comment and list your own. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.